Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my books, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, is thethirdingredient.com. I have a great visit with our good friend, Quint Studer. Quint is the founder of the Pensacola-based Studer Community Institute, and they've got a big doings going on next week called Intracon, which is Quint's delivery of him putting his money where his mouth is, folks. He's helping communities build their local economies into something sustainable that they can own, that they do themselves, that they don't wait for somebody to adopt them to come in and grow their economy. Quint, Intracon, tell us about it.
Yeah, basically the first year when we did it, it was more geared towards startups and entrepreneurship. And then we started expanded it to entrepreneurship and continuous improvement, thus Intracon. And what we find is, again, small businesses, it's really hard to get away and to get on a plane and go to Vegas where a lot of conferences are at, or go to a big city and the hotels are so expensive and the travel can be expensive. So we started this thing called Intracon. It's really growing. We've got John Gordon, who wrote the book Energy Bust and Positive Leadership, will be here. Emery Lay, who's done a lot. Many of the ladies will be aware of her. If they ever go to Target store, she's been very involved in calendars and organizations for everyone, but particularly women. We've got yourself coming in. We've got Matt Holtz, who's the head of publishing at Wiley, who picks the business books that they're going to publish. And so
I know Matt Holt, by the way. He's a good guy.
Good. Yeah, so he'll be there. And, in fact, he's going to be involved in your session in a way. Mm-hmm. We don't want to ruin it. We'll surprise him. But and then what we do, we have keynotes. And then the keynotes, in between keynotes, we have picked a number of local businesses that we've gotten to know here over the years. Because they don't go out and brag about themselves. They're just running their businesses. Mm-hmm. And they'll do presentations on what they're doing. And the reason is we want our local businesses to say, I can go talk to Sue, or I can talk to Judy, or I can talk to Scott Depp here at World of Beer, or Katie Garrett over here. And so then they network. And that's really, I noticed it's in your book, The Age of the Customer, how important networking is today.
Yep.
And
yep.
It's interesting, when I was in this conference in Bentonville, that's the other thing that kept pushing, is you've got to network, both for improving yourself and for, of course, customers. So then we have a big awards, and you're going to be there, and we'll name the best entrepreneur and the best small business and the most improved and the best large business. And we'll have about 400 to 450 people, and it's downtown, so people go to the local restaurants, and we've been real pleased with it. And the talent we bring in, and, I've done this for years. I've spoken and done national conferences. We wanted to create a national conference with local pricing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you think, I mean, this is the kind of thing that you want to bottle this, right, and distribute it around the country?
Oh, yeah, any business could do this. When I wrote my book, Creating a Vibrant Community, I've gotten such good feedback because it's doable. It's not a book where somebody reads and says, well, I have to change all my codes, right? I have to change my zoning. It's how to do these things. So we have, chapters in there on how to do these types of workshops. We have something in there on how to do a business challenge, which is getting people to teaching them how to write business plans. And that's exactly right. Mm-hmm. Our mission at the Community Institute is to improve the quality of life. And we certainly want to improve the quality of life in all communities, not just Pensacola, Florida.
Right. No, I agree with you 100% on that part of it. So, I think that what you're doing is you're onto something. This takes vision. This takes leadership. This takes commitment, folks. And the people of Pensacola are fortunate to have saw a driving force living in their community named Quint Studer. And your community probably doesn't have somebody exactly like that, but you need someone. It could need to be it could be a mayor, it could be a commissioner, it could be a it could be the president of the chamber, somebody, a local business leader. Somebody needs to take your community. If your community is not being competitive, and one of the ways I see this, Quint, is not being competitive is if your children have to move away to get a job. That's part of not being competitive, isn't it?
That's the number one thing. When I talk to people, I'm going to be in Baton Rouge back next Tuesday. And we all get into, you know, let's revitalize our downtown. There's a New York Times story, I think, on a Sunday. Let's do this. And people miss the fact that's a tactic.
Yeah.
The real goal is to keep their talent home. Whichever community keeps their talent home wins. And you are right. I look at the various cities and Palatka, we have a guy, Ben Bates, an insurance man, who's, and Robert Mills, who's a wealth management guy, said, hey, we have to do something different. So they're the ones driving Palatka. In Beloit, Wisconsin, you get a Diane Hendricks, who's a business owner in Kings, Wisconsin. You get an Oakley Ryan. So you never know who it's going to be. And it's not usually an elected person either. It's somebody that steps up and says, hey, let's get a bunch of people around the table and talk about what we can do to keep our talent here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a long journey, but gosh, there's nothing more admirable
but
than
you gotta, you got to do it because you can't sit around and wait for somebody to come in and adopt you, folks. Very few of those adoptions going on in the 21st century. Quint, I need your website, please, quickly.
Studeri.org, and we're excited to see you next week, and we hope some of your listeners will take a trip down to Pensacola.
Yeah, we got some of your people on the show this week, too, by the way. Quint Studer, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.